This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And this hour, once again, is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the telephones and be part of the debate. Why do we scientists get all the fun? We have all the fun figuring out the laws of the universe. But what about you? Let's say it's 4 o'clock in the morning and you get this brainstorm and you just have to talk to somebody and there's no one to talk to. It's 4 o'clock in the morning and you're all by yourself. Well, you can get to the phones and you can talk to me. You can give me a call at 612-564-8135. Simply leave your name, call letters at the radio station you're listening to, and the city calling from, and hey, maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. And to find out more, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or my Facebook site at Michio Kaku. We have 3 million fans on Facebook. And Twitter, we have 600,000 people that pick up my Twitter feeds. And my latest book is called The Future of Humanity. What are we going to be like 100, 1,000, 10,000 years into the future as we move into the great cosmos of ours? We are now entering the second golden age of space exploration. Next year, we're going back to the moon. I repeat, next year, we're going back to the moon, then on to Mars by the mid-2030s. And beyond that, perhaps creating colonies, space colonies on the moon and Mars, and beyond that, into the galaxy itself. So find out more by getting a copy of my book at the end of February. I'll be on a book tour. I'll be going through Chicago, New York, Boston, San Francisco, L.A. Find out my schedule by going to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And again, the number to call if you want to get on Science Fantastic is 612-564-8135. Okay, let's go right on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, I'm just phoning about a question for Dr. Kaku. I want to know about this nuclear fusion power generation. It seems to me like it's violating the third law of thermodynamics. I'm not sure how you're going to get all this energy for free, but maybe you could elaborate on that for me. Thanks.
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right that there are laws of thermodynamics. The first law of thermodynamics says that matter and energy cannot be created out of nothing. You cannot get something for nothing. However, energy can change from one form to another. And according to Einstein, energy can turn into matter and matter into energy. Now, that, of course, violates common sense because energy is like light. And matter is like a rock. So how can a rock turn into light? Seems to be impossible, right? But think of the rock as uranium or plutonium. And think of the light as a nuclear bomb. And then you realize, oh my God, there is a relationship between E, energy, and M, matter. And that relationship is E equals MC squared. And so equals MC squared shows you that matter can turn into light, and light can turn into matter under a situation called a bomb. Now, what we want to do is on the Earth, release the energy locked in matter without blowing ourselves up. And that's called a fusion reactor. The French and the Europeans are investing about $12 billion creating a fusion reactor in southern France called the ITER. You basically take hydrogen gas and squeeze it and heat it up to tens of millions of degrees until the hydrogen nuclei collide with each other and fuse to create helium. Now, normally that takes place in the sun, where gravity compresses hydrogen, releasing helium gas and energy, and that's why the sun shines. The sun shines because E and M are related by E equals MC squared. Now, we want to do that on the Earth using magnetism to squeeze hydrogen gas slowly so we don't blow ourselves up, releasing the power of fusion right in our backyards. Now, let's be blunt about this. Fusion is still unattainable. However, the best shot we have is the fusion reactor in southern France, the ITER fusion reactor. However, there are other entrepreneurs who claim that maybe, just maybe, they can also create an end run around the French and harness fusion power. Once we do that, it could initiate a new industrial revolution. Think about that. Energy from seawater, because seawater contains hydrogen gas. That would solve the energy crisis right then and there. And so, taking a look at the long term, I think that over the decades now, not anytime soon, but over the decades, this could give us a final solution to the energy crisis. Using seawater to energize fusion reactors to have a piece of the sun on the planet Earth. Okay, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Ricky Smith, Louisville, Kentucky. If you take two light poles of a magnet and press them together, will they produce heat?
Well, the short answer is no. Mechanical energy cannot be turned into electromagnetic energy very quickly. However, there is a way. There is a way to turn mechanical motion into energy and vice versa using magnets. And you do this with your bicycle lamp. Think of the bicycle lamp that's hooked onto your bicycle. The spinning of the wheel spins a magnet. The magnet, in turn, creates a magnetic field which pushes the electron inside a wire. And by pushing the electrons in a wire, you get a current. Bingo! You get a bicycle lamp. This is also the basic principle behind a hydroelectric dam. Think of a dam. The water goes over a cliff, but in the process, it also spins a wheel. The wheel then spins, and the wheel is connected to a magnet. As the magnet spins, it pushes the electrons in a wire, and bingo, that electricity goes to your living room, to your hair dryer, to your electric oven, and that's called the electric revolution. And so changing magnetic fields can turn into electric fields. Changing electric fields can turn into magnetic fields, giving us energy as a consequence. That's why we have hydroelectric dams. That's why we have bicycle lamps. And that's what lights up our cities. Even a nuclear power plant, for example, is nothing but a way to boil water. Boiling water is then pushed against a blade of a turbine. The turbine then spins a magnetic field. The magnetic field pushes the electrons in a wire, and bingo, you get energy from nuclear power. So that is how the industrialized revolution took place, which uses the work of Michael Faraday and the work of physicists who worked out the laws of electricity and magnetism. So again, simply by putting two magnets together, that's not enough to create heat. You have to spin the magnet so that it pushes against electrons in a wire, and then you can light up a city. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Okaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and you can get on Science Fantastic.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out, and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on the station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the cutting edge of science. And in this hour, once again, we're going to take your listener phone calls. Because this hour is your hour. You can call 612-564-8135. Ask a question, make a comment, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. And no question is too dumb or too stupid to put on national radio. In fact, there's some questions that even stump the world of physics. Simple questions like, what's inside a black hole? What came before the Big Bang? Well, we scientists don't know. And very quickly, simply by asking a question that even children ask, you can go right to the cutting edge of science. And a Science Fantastic will give you the latest information, the latest theory as to what lies on the other side of a black hole and what happened before the instant of Genesis. Okay, well, let's move right along now and take the next listener phone call.
Hi, so my question is, if the universe came from the Big Bang, so from a single point, why is the Andromeda galaxy destined to collide with our galaxy in the near future? Well, in the near future. That's it. My name is Andrew, and I'm from Memphis, Tennessee.
Well, you're absolutely right. First of all, using the laws of physics, we can actually calculate the fate of not just the galaxy in Andromeda, but the fate of the Earth and the fate of the Sun. For example, philosophers ask the question, will the Earth end in fire or ice? We can actually answer these questions. For the Earth, the answer is fire. The Earth will be consumed by the Sun about 5 billion years into the future when the Sun expands and eats up the Earth. The Sun, will the Sun die in fire or ice? The Sun will die in ice. It will use up its nuclear fuel, get cold, and die as a piece of nuclear waste drifting in outer space. And then the next question is, what about the Milky Way galaxy? That's the question you ask, because we are on a collision course with our nearest neighbor, the Andromeda galaxy, and it's not going to be pretty at all. Computer simulations show that as the Milky Way approaches Andromeda, gravity will rip the arms right off our galaxy, stripping it of its arms. And of course, we on the Earth live in one of the arms of the Milky Way galaxy. And then the two black holes at the center of Andromeda and the center of the Milky Way go into a death dance. They orbit around each other into a death dance until billions of years later they collide into a titanic explosion. And after that explosion, we get a gigantic elliptical galaxy. And when will this take place? Well, on the order of 5 to 10 billion years from now. And then you may say to yourself, now wait a minute, something's wrong, because the universe is expanding. That's the basis of the Big Bang Theory. Therefore, if the universe is expanding, how can we possibly collide with a nearby galaxy? And the answer is very simple. On average, we see that all the galaxies are moving away from each other. But when two galaxies are quite close, the gravitational field is enough to reverse the overall average expansion of the universe. So in other words, on average, the universe is expanding, galaxies are moving away from each other, but there are fluctuations. And if two galaxies are close enough, gravity takes over and the two galaxies will collide. And if you go to the internet, you can see gorgeous photographs. We have photographs of galaxies colliding with other galaxies. And like I said, it's not going to be pretty. When two galaxies collide, they literally tear each other apart. And we have computer simulations of the death throes of galaxies as they approach each other, spin around each other, and rip each other apart. Not a pretty sight, but it is an incredible sight that we have photographed in outer space. Okay, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Mia Murad from Montreal, Canada, and I have a question regarding augmented reality. And do you see the potential, first of all, are you aware of any current experiments that have been done for augmented reality regarding the therapeutic potential of handling the psychological problems of human life? How can augmented reality perhaps address that? And as well as the potential dangers of that. For example, if you were to create a simulated environment with augmented reality, would man have the wisdom to be able to handle this properly and to digest this experience in a way that's responsible and mature? So I would really appreciate to hear a little bit more about the therapeutic potential of augmented reality and as well of its dangers. Thank you.
Well, you ask a question that actually we physicists are addressing at the present time, when virtual reality and augmented reality become so realistic that some people may actually prefer to live in cyberspace rather than face the slings and arrows of ordinary life. First of all, let's get some definitions off the ground. Virtual reality is when children put on goggles and they see a cartoon in their goggles, and they think they're flying like Superman in outer space or walking on the moon. That's called virtual reality. Augmented reality is a little bit different. That's when you see a modification of reality as it really is, but annotated and explained. For example, in a car, it's possible to put on goggles so that when you see outside a car, the goggles identifies the different things you're looking at. You never get lost because your goggles will always tell you what you're looking at, give a background. And if you see a friend, it'll give you the biography of your friend right next to his image. If he speaks Chinese to you, your goggles will translate Chinese into English. Now, some of augmented reality is available today. For example, on your cell phone, you can take a picture of your living room and then add furniture to it without having to move anything. Add dressers and bedrooms. Change the color of these furnitures. Change the style by simply pushing a button on your cell phone. So already it's possible to use augmented reality. Also, when you go shopping, it's possible to photograph all the things in the store and then identify how much they cost, identify what the profit margin is, identify what people are saying about all these products. And so this is available today. So basically, it's reality as it exists, annotated, giving you information about what you're looking at. If you're a tourist, for example, walking through the streets of Rome, there's really nothing left of the Roman Empire anymore. But in the future, in your contact lens, you'll be able to resurrect the entire Roman Empire as you walk through the streets of Rome in your contact lens, because of augmented reality. Now, you ask a question about the therapeutic value. It's possible that some psychiatrists and psychologists have said that we may be able to create alternate realities that are so lifelike that it may allay the anxieties of people who are depressed. And there's good and bad aspects of this. The good aspect is that people will be able to train themselves to deal with stressful situations in real life. They'll be able to practice, in some sense, stressful situations in augmented reality before having to confront the real thing. And so there could be a therapeutic value to augmented reality. However, other people have looked at the dark side of augmented reality. Because what happens if you prefer to live in virtual or augmented reality and not come out? Take a look at drugs. It's estimated that on the order of 5% of the human race could become permanently addicted to drugs if drugs were totally legalized and subsidized, let's say, by the government. Some people may prefer to live in augmented reality, and that would be a tremendous negative for society. In fact, some physicists have speculated that in outer space, when we encounter advanced civilizations in space, perhaps some of them become parasitic. They spend all their time in augmented reality rather than face the hardships and the suffering of real reality. And some people think maybe that's why the aliens don't visit us. In fact, I have a friend of mine, Professor Paul Davies, a physicist in Arizona, who has written about the fact that maybe, just maybe, that's one reason why we're not visited by aliens in space, because they prefer to live in augmented reality, just like drug addicts. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue with our open mic on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This is the time when you can get to the phones and give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question that you've always wanted to ask but never had the opportunity. Let's say you're walking down the street. And you see the buildings, you see the clouds, and then all of a sudden, you get a brainstorm. All of a sudden, you have a question that's been bothering you all these years, but you're all by yourself. Or it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and you wake up, and there's something that you just have to talk to somebody, but there's no one to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. Give me a call at 612-564-8135. At the beep, leave your name, Call Letters of the Radio Station you're listening to and the city you're calling from and ask away. Ask that question, and maybe that question will be heard on national radio. And go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, to find out about my new book, The Future of Humanity, coming out in the end of February, and the book tour, where I may be signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. And after that, you can go to eBay and auction it off for money. Yes, you can actually make money on my book tour. Okay, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
This is Tom from Huntsville, Alabama. My question to you is, will we ever be able to prove the existence of other worlds and other life with our limited energy capabilities and space travel capabilities? Thank you.
Well, the short answer is yes. The Kepler satellite and also astronomers on the Earth have identified about 4,000 planets going around other stars. Now, to be fair, most of these extrasolar planets are Jupiter-sized, and we don't think that they have life as we know it on a planet the size of Jupiter. But we also now have found a handful of planets that are almost twins of the Earth. And so when you're looking out of space tonight, when you go outside and look in outer space, realize that somebody could be looking back at you, because we now have a census of the Milky Way galaxy. A census. On average, it turns out that every star you see at night has a planet going around it. I repeat, every single star you see at night, on average, has a planet going around it, most of them Jupiter-sized. However, about 20% of these planets have Earth-like planets going around them. Now, do the math. You find that there are over a billion Earth-like planets in our own backyard. And that means that the probability of life existing in the Milky Way galaxy is enormous. Now, how do we prove the existence of life on these planets? Well, one way is to listen in on signals. And we have on Science Fantastic interviewed astronomers who listen and eavesdrop on radio conversations between these planets. So far, they picked up nothing, but they're trying. The other possibility is look for evidence of life. For example, oxygen, water. If we find evidence of oxygen and water on these distant planets, that'll take us very close to proving that microbial life could exist. And then, beyond microbial life, intelligent life, who knows? Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out, and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. 24/7, anytime, day or night, you can leave a recording. Leave a recording of your question if you call 612-564-8135, and you can be part of the fun. I mean, if you're having dinner with the kids and the kids ask you a homework question that leaves you stumped, what are you going to do? Or you're just shooting the breeze with some workers at your office and somebody asks you a question that leaves everyone floored. What are you going to do? I say, get to the telephones and call 612-564-8135. We take all questions about science, about medicine, about space travel, about astronomy, physics, chemistry, biology, you name it. We discuss it on Science Fantastic. Okay, well, moving right along, let's go to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Tori Weston from Indianapolis, Indiana, and I was wondering, in quantum thermodynamics, why do antiprotons and protons, when they collide at low energies, decay into something that's not three neutral pions, and instead is a combination of a negative pion, a positive pion, a negative pion, a positive pion, and a neutral pion, which should decay into six photons in the three pion model. But in that model, it turns into positive and negative muons, and then positive and negative, and then muon neutrinos and non-negative, well, and anti-muon neutrinos, sorry. But in any case, I was just wondering why it does that.
Okay, well, you ask a question that deals with what I do for a living. What I do for a living is not, of course, simply be on radio and answer questions from the general audience. I'm a physicist. I work in something called string theory, which we think explains what happens when protons collide. We think it is, quote, the theory of everything. Mother Nature can be described by two different theories. The first is Einstein's theory of gravity. The second theory is the standard model that you're referring to. The standard model explains why we have protons and pions and neutrinos. We have a zoo of subatomic particles, thousands of subatomic particles every time we smash protons into other protons. And we want to make sense of all this chaos. Well, we think that the way to summarize all of that is with what is called string theory. String theory says that a proton is not really a dot at all. A proton consists of three quarks, and a pion, as you mentioned, a pi meson, consists of a quark and an antiquark. Well, then you may say to yourself, well, smarty pants, if a proton is made out of a quark, then what is a quark made out of? We think that a quark is nothing but a vibration of a tiny string. When the string vibrates in one mode, it's called a quark. When they combine together, it's called a pion, or maybe even a proton. However, there are other vibrations. And so when that quark vibrates at a different frequency, it turns into another quark. In fact, it turns into thousands of other subatomic particles that you get by smashing protons. So in other words, this zoo of subatomic particles is nothing but musical notes. Musical notes on a tiny vibrating string. And so when I got my PhD from Berkeley years ago, I had to memorize the names of all these god darn subatomic particles, hundreds, thousands of them, to get my PhD. I would hope that in the future, when you get your PhD from the University of California at Berkeley, all you have to do is say string theory, and you would get your PhD. So what is physics? Physics is nothing but the harmonies that you can create on tiny vibrating strings. What is chemistry? Chemistry is the melodies you can play on these vibrating strings. And what is the universe? The universe is a symphony of strings. And then what is the mind of God? The mind of God that Einstein spent 30 years of his life trying to decipher. The mind of God, we think, is cosmic music resonating in 11-dimensional hyperspace. That, we think, is the mind of God. And then you ask a very specific question of the decay modes of when you slam protons together. And the answer is simple. All decay modes are possible unless they violate a quantum number. That's how we determine which processes are possible. Well, let's take a short commercial break. Call us at 612-564-8135, and you can ask a question on national radio. Give us a call.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal 24/7, anytime, day or night. You can give us a call and leave us your name, call letters of the radio station and the city you're calling from, and you might get on national radio by giving us a call at 612-564-8135. And once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. It gives you my book tour schedule, and maybe I'll be signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. That book will be serialized in The Wall Street Journal and many other periodicals. And it talks about not just the next 10 years, but the next 100, 500, the next 1,000 years in space travel. Because we're talking about, first of all, entering a new golden age of space travel as we go back to the moon next year. Next year we're going back to the moon, then on to Mars, and beyond that, colonies throughout the solar system on asteroids. Find out what all the excitement is about by getting a copy of my new book coming out in the end of February, The Future of Humanity. Okay, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Whit Ostrenko from Tampa, Florida. Do you think that basic scientific research could be funded through crowdfunding or possibly through initial cryptocurrency coin offerings in the future, or maybe even at the present time?
Well, you ask an intriguing question because bitcoins are the talk of the town, and some people are saying, well, maybe we can channel some of that greed and some of that financial activity around bitcoins. First of all, bitcoins are, in some sense, virtual money. But as you know, anything can be worth something as long as somebody is willing to buy it. For example, take a look at a Coke bottle. How much is a Coke bottle worth? Well, maybe a nickel. However, if somebody is willing to put down $1 million to buy that particular Coke bottle, then how much is it worth? $1 million. And so you now realize that if I put virtual money on the market, and somebody is willing to pay real dollars to get that virtual money, that's what it's worth. And so now you realize that you don't really have to have coins and cash at all. You don't even have to have credit cards. You can have virtual money as long as somebody is willing to pay for it. Money out of nothing? Well, not quite, because of course things can fluctuate, and one day somebody may say, well, that Coke bottle is worth 5 cents, not $1 million, and then the price collapses. So initially, it was basically criminals, the underworld, hobbyists, speculators that jumped on the Bitcoin bandwagon because it's not monitored by national treasuries. It is, in some sense, the way to conceal funds that cannot be looked at carefully by tax collectors from different countries. That's what it initially started as. But eventually, national treasuries of real nations began to recognize it as a valid form of currency. And bingo, you had a stampede. All of a sudden, you had instant billionaires, literally instant billionaires, billionaires coined from nothing, because somebody said that Bitcoin is worth $1 billion. Now, what do you do with it? Can you tax it? Is it possible to use some of that money for scientific good, for research? Well, in principle, but to tax it, you have to have a government. And that's exactly what Bitcoin does not want. It wants virtual money that is not taxed. And so can we actually tax it to create money for useful purposes? In principle, yes, but in practice, I don't think so. Okay, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
This is Mark Fraser in Chantilly, Virginia. How did the Higgs field form after time equals zero? What were the fundamental forces of nature that caused the Higgs field to form part of the very fabric of space-time?
Well, you ask a question that goes right to the heart of why are we here today? We had a big bang, of course, but then what was the match? What was the match that lit the fires which gave us this explosion, which gave us the universe? We think that the Higgs boson could have been part of that match. You see, the big Higgs boson was a sensational discovery a few years ago. It won the Nobel Prize, in fact, for two physicists. In fact, there's a book written by a colleague of mine called the God particle, saying that this particle has something to do with God himself, because it is the spark which set off the Big Bang. Well, not so fast. First of all, to really understand what created the Big Bang, you have to have a theory not just of the Higgs boson, but a theory of all particles. And that, we think, is string theory. But the Higgs boson plays a role even in string theory. You see, in order to get the spark to get off the ground to ignite the universe, you have to create an instability, an anomaly, in order to make sure that the universe begins to undergo what is called a phase transition at one particular point. That's what the Higgs boson does. Think of a crystal, a beautiful crystal that existed before the Big Bang, but it had a defect, and that defect allowed it to crack and then explode. Well, that crack is the Higgs boson. So we think that the Higgs boson has something to do with cracking the crystal. Now, what I do for a living is try to create the crystal. The crystal, we think, is the symmetries of string theory. Gorgeous symmetries which make the universe possible. But what set it off? We don't know. That's where string theory comes in. Well, unfortunately, our time is up. Once again, you've been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the cutting edge of science. And you can be on Science Fantastic if you call 612-564-8135. Ask your question and get on national radio.
Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.